spotlight on all things water and more. Our Eco Insider, thanks to guests on behalf of WEMEC. Today's topic, Ottawa County Water Quality, a forum right up around the corner, as I often say, November 21st. So let's talk about it. Elaine Sterrett-Isley, WEMEAC's Director of Water Programs. Good morning to you in studio, Elaine.
Good morning.
On the phone, you're a big deal. Alan, we'll call you Al Vanderberg, Ottawa County Administrator. Hi to you, Al.
Good morning.
All right. You are doing good things in your side of the world, which means what? How does an Ottawa County Administrator spend his day?
Well, one of the things that makes it great is my days have a lot of variety. There's certain things you do, certain meetings, certain prep, but then you just have issues come at you out of the blue as well. But we've had a very busy year. We've implemented a public defender's office, an office of diversity, equity, and inclusion. We've replaced four department heads. We've either retired or we had one new department head for the DEI office. We've just had a very busy year. Both with new initiatives, keeping the things we're going well, and then also just some turnover in staff that you work very hard to find great people, and we're able to do that.
Nice. What is the Ottawa County Water Quality Forum?
Well, the Ottawa County Water Quality Forum is really a place where a conversation started in 2006 after a strategic planning session where one of our commissioners, Board of Commissioners, said, what would happen if Ottawa County were known as a place of average or low water quality? And shouldn't we know what our water quality is and what are some of the issues that could impact it? And so that led to creation of the first water quality forum in an attempt to bring the science community and local government leadership, elected and administrative, together and private sector, nonprofit, basically stakeholders in water quality in Ottawa County and West Michigan. Just to make sure we could have a positive impact where possible on water quality.
Elaine, how's WEMEAC involved here?
WEMEAC has been on the planning committee. I joined the planning committee in 2015, and we have presented a number of times. I would like to say that I was at one of the earlier water quality. I think it was at the first one when I worked at GBSU. I was at the Annis Water Resources Institute, and so I did get to go previously.
Nice. Al, who else is involved in the forum?
Well, from the planning committee standpoint, we have our Parks Department, Public Health Environmental Division, the Michigan Sea Grant, Mankatawa Area Coordinating Council, and the Metro Council has been involved in the past as well. Planning and Performance Improvement Department, our communications manager, and then we draw from other groups as necessary as we plan just to try to get the best sessions that we can for the event.
And what do you actually have planned for this year's forum?
This year, to me, selfishly being the county administrator, we're highlighting it with a presentation on the recently completed Ottawa County Groundwater Action Report. So this has been going on now for 7 years, where we completed a five-year study with MSU. We've had Grand Valley Annis Water Research Institute. Dr. Alan Steinman's been involved. And others, basically to try to get our arms around why our groundwater is 40 feet lower than it was 40 years ago and why it's not recharging at the same rate. And so basically, we just presented a report to the Board of Commissioners and ready to take some action steps. So we're going to kind of head off the day with that. But we also have reports on microplastics and the impact on our waterways, conservation agriculture, the Great Lakes Stewardship Initiative, information on Michigan's new lead and copper rule, the Robinson School PFAS update. So, you know, some pretty heady topics, and then but there's many more. So those are maybe just a few of the highlights.
Well, keeping you busy with this forum. What other details would you like to share, Elaine?
Just a quick reminder, the forum is the 21st, yes. 8:30 to 4:15, so all day long. It will be at the Ottawa County Fillmore Complex, so that's at 12-220 Fillmore Street in West Olive. The main conference room is reserved for that. It's on the upper level. I do know that we had filled up all of our spots for the forum, and the county was able to create a couple more. So I would encourage people to go. There's a lot of great content. Registration is only $17. And yeah, you get a lot of good content for that. The best web link I found for registration was miottawa.org/departments/BOC/water quality. And you should be able to search for Ottawa County Water Quality Forum and register for those last few slots.
Great. Alan Vanderberg, Al, Ottawa County Administrator, what do you leave us with?
Just that, you know, water is one of the most essential elements, if not the most essential element in our life. And I think what we're learning of events of the past few years is that we all have an individual responsibility to be knowledgeable and to do what we can to maintain and improve water quality. We can't just leave it up to government. We can't just leave it up to experts. I think that every single resident in our communities should be as knowledgeable as possible, and it just helps if we have a community that understands the importance and actively engages.
Great. How do we find out more about your office, Al?
Well, if you go to miottawa.org and look at the county administrator page, you can find out all about the county administrator's office, and we have a page for the county commissioners. Miottawa.org is just a fantastic site to learn and to do business on.
Great. I'll take care of Ottawa County for us. Take care. Talk to me, Elaine, more about what WEMIAC is doing.
I just wanted to highlight 2020 is going to be a big year. It is the 50th anniversary of Earth Day.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So we've been working on with a couple of partners on trying to come up with a sort of a big Earth Day types of events. Mm-hmm. It'll probably, we always say at WEMIAC, April is Earth Month. Yeah. I think that will be even more so in 2020. So stay tuned, and we'll be providing more details as that get closer.
Great. Okay, so all is good. November 21st is the next big deal, and we'll go from there.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Selena Isley, take care to you.